Hey Ravens fans, I'm Garrett Downing. This is BaltimoreRavens.com columnist John Eisenberg. We're here in New Orleans at the Convention Center. Radio Row is right behind us, and we're here for a little buy or sell Super Bowl style.
Sounds great. Let's do it.
All right, let's do it. The first one, this is the hot topic really locally and nationally, is Ray Lewis and the performance-enhancing drug story in Sports Illustrated. Ray Lewis, of course, has denied it, but the Baltimore Sun says that the Ravens will use this story as motivation going into the Super Bowl.
I absolutely buy that. I think that will happen. The Ravens are already on a roll with the whole mentality of no one thinks we can do this. Mm-hmm. They've been underdogs, almost double-digit underdogs in those two games, you know, against Denver and New England. Proved people wrong there. They're definitely going with that mentality. Nobody thinks we're, you know, the world's against us. Uh-huh. It's one of the great motivational tools there is. The Ravens are using it, and this only feeds into that. I expect Ray to play well as a result of this. When Ray Lewis says he is agitated, my suggestion would be to keep an eye on him.
Yeah, they've had the us against the world mentality all season long, and this of course just adds fuel to the fire.
Absolutely.
All right, the next opinion here, John, this one's from Pro Football Talk, and it's about the other guy, the other future Hall of Famer on the Ravens, Ed Reed. Pro Football Talk says that Sunday is tentatively expected to be Reed's last game in a Ravens uniform. Buying or selling that?
I'm selling that. Sure, it's possible. As it's written, tentatively expected to be. That's like double qualifiers. I think, and that proves it. Nobody knows what's going to happen here. It's going to be in Ed's court. I think that Ed will probably test. My expectation is that he'll test free agency. But we'll see. I mean, you know, what everyone's forgetting about this situation is Ozzie Newsome and Ed have a good relationship. Ozzie's going to sit down with Ed, and we'll see where that goes. That's a powerful thing working in the Ravens' favor.
Ed has said that he plans to play next year, but how long do you see him continuing to play? Is it a wild card?
Yeah, I think a couple more years. I think he deals with physical issues that a lot more than people are even aware of. Mm-hmm. And he's probably will have had enough at some point. But I think he's going to continue. But it's really a wild card as to whether he's in Baltimore next year. It's too soon to know that.
Mm-hmm. All right, the third opinion here, John. This one is from ESPN. This dealt with the Bernard Pollard comments earlier in the week where he said that he didn't know if the NFL was going to exist in 30 years. So ESPN says football not going to be gone in 30 years, as Pollard suggested. Are you buying or selling?
I am buying that. Football will not be gone in 30 years. I love Bernard Pollard, what I really love is that he speaks his mind.
Oh, yeah. There's not much of a filter.
No filter with Bernard, and, you know, God love him. That's great stuff. And I know where he's going with that. He's frustrated with all the penalties and the fines. But the NFL is too popular. They're going to tweak it. They're going to tweak, continue to tweak and work on it, and they're going to save it. It's a $9 billion a year industry. They'll find a way to save it.
I mean, all the hoopla around Super Bowl wouldn't exist. You know, this when you see this kind of event, you know that this league is going to be around for a long time to come.
Yeah, sure. I mean, yes, are there issues with the head trauma stuff? Absolutely, and it's a real issue, but there's a long way to go as people work to fix that and to just deal with it, and we have many, many years to go.
All right, John. Well, the first priority is Sunday, of course, Super Bowl 47. So fans, for all the coverage related to that game, keep it right here on BaltimoreRavens.com.